Jesus wanted to go to Gethsemane with his disciples to struggle with the whole question of death. In a very real sense, he knew that the dynamics between him and the authorities were very powerful, and that there was no way that he was going to escape death. So he went to Gethsemane and took his intimates, which indicates that he definitely cared for people and wanted people around him. These are the people with whom he had shared his life and in whom he had invested a great deal. And if you recall, in Gethsemane, they went to sleep. They slept during his agonia. And the thing that you ponder there in that Gethsemane experience is the issue of that deep betrayal which every human experiences. And then you have to ask yourself what betrayal is. And you know that actual betrayal, there is none. There is only betrayal of expectations that we have about what ought to be. So, in a very real sense, Jesus accepted that whole situation. I imagine that he had insight into it. He must have known that he himself betrayed them, in that they expected something from him that he could not comply with. Have you ever had that experience? You must have. You have it very often with friends. You have it with children. You have it if you begin to minister to people in some way to aid them to move from where they are into deeper insight about life and themselves. You know that they have expectations that cannot be complied with. And you know that unless they get insight into those expectations, they will feel betrayed. And insight into the expectations usually comes with betrayal. So it's one of the great experiences that we all have to survive. People feel very betrayed when they get married. That is extremely familiar to all of us. We talk about it a lot among ourselves and with each other, because there is no way to marry somebody and know all about them. You probably never would marry them. Or if you did marry them, you might doubt your own self and say, I could not cope with this. Maybe that is another way that you would avoid the marriage situation. So betrayal is one of the great experiences of life that have to be met. And what it does to you is it makes you resentful. When you feel betrayed, you feel resentful. And you put blame on the other person about something the person should have done. So in a very real sense, betrayal and forgiveness go together. And the only way that you can get rid of the sense of resentment is to realize that it was your expectation that was betrayed, that the reality itself did not do anything to you. And so it's another form of detachment, of surrendering, of totally accepting reality. It's interesting that it has the same root as anger. Anger is the inability to totally accept what is. It is a rebellion against what is. And the maximum energy and emotion that one pits against the reality is the degree of anger or rage that one experiences. So betrayal is the same. Only generally betrayal ends up in a hurt. But hurt and anger are very close together also. So it is inability to accept reality. Now, if this is the most serious moment of Jesus' life, and those that he cared for the most were asleep, it indicates that they did not understand the significance. They did not understand the significance of the occasion. And you and I know that one of the great aims of becoming conscious and sensitive is to be aware of the other person's need, to be aware of the other person's situation.